School board elections will become partisan under legislation sent to the governor by the narrowest of margins Thursday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports Indiana will join less than a dozen states that put school board candidates' party affiliation on the ballot.
The original bill would have forced all school board candidates to choose a party label and required major party candidates to run in primaries. The final version allows candidates to choose a label for the general election: Republican, Democrat, Independent, or nonpartisan. Republican Senator Gary Byrne says it's about transparency.
These school boards control millions of dollars in property taxes. So I would say that alone makes them political.
But Republican Senator Liz Brown says school board candidates' political beliefs have never been an issue where she lives.
Those school board members focus on the policy and how to get our K-12 kids to where they need to be successful citizens in the world.
The Senate approved the bill 26-24. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.